Hey, it's Tim here, and I'm delighted to let you know that tickets for my first ever live Piano Teachers Conference have just gone on sale. This two-day event called the Piano Pivot Live will be held here in Melbourne in January 2020 and will be unlike any live event or workshop you've experienced before. Not only will you be inspired by our amazing speakers, including Samantha Coates, Anita Collins, Nicola Canton, Philip Johnston, Carly McDonald, and many more, you'll also get to participate in practical hands-on workshops, masterminds, and implementation sessions that guarantee you'll not just be inspired, you'll also have a plan of action to take back to your studio. A limited number of early bird tickets are now on sale at pianopivotlive.com. If you've ever thought about visiting Melbourne or indeed Australia, then this is your perfect excuse. Come and enjoy the summer sun in one of the most beautiful cities in the world while gearing up for your best year of teaching yet. Head to pianopivotlive.com now to find out everything you need and to secure your seat today. I can't wait to see you in January.
Welcome to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast, the place where teachers from around the world meet to share innovative ideas about music education. Listen and learn as we help you motivate your students, grow your income, expand your studio, and become a more creative piano teacher.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. I'm Tim Topham, your host for the show. And if this is your first time tuning in, a very warm welcome to you. And of course, an extra warm welcome to all of you who have tuned in to lots of episodes. And if this is your 168th episode, then amazing. Well done. In today's episode, I'm going to be welcoming on a guest who's been with me a number of times. You all know and love her. It is the wonderful Nicola Canton from the Colourful Keys blog in Ireland. And she and I are going to unpack what is going to be the most amazing event coming up for piano teachers. It is the Global Piano Pivot Live 2020, and it's going to be held here in Melbourne, January 23rd and 24th in 2020. I can't wait to unpack exactly what we have in store for you. And here it comes in today's interview. Enjoy. Well, Nicola, thank you so much for joining me today. Always great to hang out with you.
Yes, fantastic to be here.
And look, I'm very, very excited because today's topic is all about the Piano Pivot Live 2020 over in January, over here in Melbourne. And I think you might be the presenter who's traveling the furthest out of anyone. So congratulations on winning that prize.
Thanks. Do I get a medal?
I think, well, you'll get a big shout out on stage, that's for sure. Because it really is a huge commitment. I know what it's like to travel across the world for these kind of presenting opportunities. So to those people listening, I know we have a fairly broad audience. If you are in Australia and you would like Nicola to come and visit you or your music teacher association or give a recital or whatever it is. Actually, you don't really give recitals, do you?
No.
No.
You wouldn't want me for that.
Then you must reach out to us at support@timtopham.com because Nicola will be here in January. Do you have dates in mind at the moment apart from the Piano Pivot Live itself?
Not exact dates. Last week of January, first week of February, something like that.
Great. So keep that in mind. And if you did want to connect with Nicola and have her come to an event or run a workshop or something like that, then make sure you reach out to us because I know that you're keeping ears and eyes open for opportunities while you're here.
Yeah, good opportunities to travel around and stuff would be great.
Yeah, exactly. So let's jump into it and just kick it off because this may be the first time people have really started to hear about the Piano Pivot Live 2020. So Nicola, and you're being on my team, you're obviously very closely associated with everything that's going on. But where should we start? What's the question that you would have want to know as someone that's new to this whole thing?
Are you crazy? That would probably be the first question people would ask. So why are you doing this, basically? Because I think people might be aware, maybe they're not aware, so you can let us in on exactly what goes into planning this type of event. But I think people can realize if they've been to one that it's pretty intense and there's a lot to do and there are other events out there. So why have you decided to jump into that?
Yeah, great question. And yes, I am crazy. It is so much work, and we're in the earlier stages of planning it too. So look, we could almost do another podcast for people that are interested in running events, and I'm going to learn a lot in the next few months. But the main reason I wanted to do it was one, because a lot of people had asked me about it and had said, Tim, when are you running a live event? You know, it'd be so good to get your tribe, our tribe of community of creative teachers together in one place at one time and just have an amazing conference event. So that was one of the reasons why. But the second one, Nicola, was because I have been to a lot of piano teaching conferences, and I don't know about you, but they do follow a pretty regular sequence. They're mm-hmm. quite predictable. And often run in very much the same way. You do get quite similar speakers and topics coming up. So I really wanted to offer teachers something that was completely different. And I think we'll dive into some more of the specifics about that a little bit later on. I don't want to give too much away as well. So I'm walking a little bit of a fine line because I want there to be some surprises. But we obviously want to get people as excited to come as we can. And I must say too, that if you aren't in Australia, then we would love to welcome you to Australia. It's summertime. Melbourne summertime is absolutely stunning. You'll have temperatures mid to high 30s. We've got the Australian Open on at the same time. So if you're a tennis fan, that's going to be a great opportunity to come to the Australian Open as well. Get to see Melbourne City, explore the culture, the coffee, the live music, the entertainment, the arts. It is a phenomenal city and I can't wait to welcome people here. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
So let's talk about some of those things that I am planning to make a little bit different. And firstly, Nicola, have you been to those events where you end up, maybe after the keynote or the welcome speech, you end up in tiny little shoeboxes with no windows and there's about 100 people packed into a room and they can't all fit and you can't breathe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is
one. It's a bit migraine inducing as well, which isn't great.
And it's really kind of anti-productivity and it just makes you want to go to sleep or get out of there, I think. So that's one thing that we've really focused on with this event is we've chosen a venue with a huge amount of natural light, big, airy windows, looking out onto the streets of Melbourne. It's literally right in the middle of Melbourne, right on Chinatown. And it's at Ridges Hotel. So really classy venue with beautiful, well-lit rooms. And I can already picture just how nice that environment will be for teachers who are coming along because, you'll be able to get some sunshine while you're enjoying the conference and not be stuck in a little box. The other thing that we're doing, Nicola, is that we're single streaming this because one of the other challenges we all have at these events is choosing between one of five presenters who are all on at the same time. And you always want to go to them all, but you never can. So this time when Nicola's on stage, guys, everyone's watching Nicola. When I'm on stage or when any of our keynote speakers are on stage, that's all that's happening. The only time that that's going to change is during our masterminds. So have I told you about these, Nicola?
A little bit, yeah. I'm excited about this aspect.
Yeah. So one of the things that we are going to mix up and I'm happy to release and let people know about is that this conference is going to be on round tables, as long as we don't get too many people and can't fit the tables in there. because one of the other things that I really don't like is sitting as if I'm in church in like rows and just looking at the back of someone else's head. I just think it's so not conducive to a fun community environment and meeting other people and being able to talk and network and have a chat and see what other people are doing. So we're at round tables for this one. And one of the reasons that I wanted to do round tables, as well as increasing that chance for people to hang out with each other, is we're going to run some mastermind sessions in the afternoon. Now, is this going to be a new word to some teachers?
Maybe. Yeah. You might want to just explain what that means because it's not very descriptive.
Yeah. So by mastermind, what I mean is the opportunity to get together with a group of people on one of these round tables and be able to work through topics, ask questions, answer questions, plan what you're going to be doing with this particular topic when you go back to your studio. So being able to work through some of those implementation ideas as well is really important to me because one of the other things that I've found at conferences is you get so excited and inspired and you're revved up and you've got notes galore and you've
bought thousands of dollars worth of music and you go home and you just go straight back into whatever you were doing before. Yeah. Because it's too easy that way, all right? It's just so easy to fall back into those old habits. So one thing I want to do with these mastermind sessions is provide time for teachers to gather with other teachers who want to make a particular change in their studio, get together on this table and hash out a plan of implementation, a plan of action to do that thing in your studio. And that might be to do with the business side of your studio, might be setting up some automatic emails to new students who are inquiring on your website, or it might be something pedagogy based. It might be that you're going to try this fantastic new technique you've just learned about for using YouTube in your studio or whatever it is. But you can sit down there, have a chat with other people. The other thing about the masterminds too is that we're going to have people like Nicola and our other speakers who are going to be at certain tables, and you can choose to go and hang out with Nicola. How cool is that going to be? Can I be on your table? So you'll be able to hang out with Nicola and talk all about games or preschoolers or whatever it is that is going to be the topic for that table, that Nicola will then sort of be the host. And our other key speakers, we'll talk about some of our speakers in a moment, they'll be at a table. And so if you've always wanted to hang out with one of those people, then sign up for that table. You can have 30 minutes, Q&A, brainstorming, planning. What do you think? Am I a bit crazy or is this a good idea?
No, I think it's a great idea. Whenever I do events as well, I'm always trying to find ways to get people to actually try the stuff out, because that is the big thing that I think is missing in a lot of cases. Is it's inspiring and uplifting, but it's not actionable. It's not something that people actually do. Possibly because there's too many ideas sometimes, and it just feels like overload. So getting people to sit down and say, this is what I'm going to try. How would I do this? Has anyone tried this? And learning from each other, because conferences really are about coming together with other teachers. I think that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, good. Okay, I'm glad I'm on the right track there. you're absolutely right. It's the ability to actually put into action what you've learned, that or plan that how you're going to do that makes all the difference. I mean, ultimately, I would have a conference with everyone at a piano. So 150 people and there's a keyboard in front of you and you're trying stuff out whenever you can. Not quite going to work. We've done that with smaller groups, as perhaps you have as well. Yeah. Groups of 30, it works great with, but for full-size conferences, we can't quite do that. But what we can do is, yeah, get you together with other people to say, okay, that keynote speech that I heard today just hit a chord with me, pardon the pun, and I really want to try that in my studio. So, all right, let's get together. Over on this table is going to be the people who are trying out this thing. We're going to actually set down, okay, we're going to set a little 10-week plan of how we're going to try this in our studio and actually make those changes instead of just going, yeah, this is cool. Well, I hope you do that too, because that's good. I want you to have a good time too. Now, one of the other things that is really different at this conference, and I can't give too much away, but all I want to say is that the exhibit space is unlike anything you will have seen before. It is really, really unique. And I can't really describe any more about it than that, except to say that, you know, your usual exhibit hall with all the booths in a big long corridor or big sort of hall is not what is going to happen at this event. Stay tuned for that. Nicola's looking very blankly because she has no
idea. Yeah, because I haven't even heard of this. So I'm going to be surprised too. I don't know what this is about. It sounds very mysterious and intriguing.
Yep, it's going to be very cool. And it's also going to be the venue where we have our afternoon and morning tea and our lunches. And all of those are going to be provided for you in your ticket price. So I know for Australians, we're quite used to our conference prices and tickets giving us catering. But when I go to American conferences and even the ones I've been to in the UK, they don't often do that. Has that been your experience? You have to get your own lunch?
Yeah. And actually a buddy of mine who's in she's a biologist, says the same thing about science conferences, that I think it's just a cultural difference between, you know, when she's traveling in Europe, there's always stuff included. And when she goes to the US, it's not.
Right. So yeah, it's really unusual. Anyway, whenever you come here, the ticket price you get gives you morning and afternoon tea, snacks, drinks, and a full lunch. So that's a great help. So it means that we can all hang around and chill out in this very cool space that is the exhibit space. And it's also going to be the place where we have our drinks on the first night. So we're going to have a little, not like, it's quite going to be a cocktail thing, but kind of casual, but a chance just to hang out for a couple of hours, have some drinks, have a look at the exhibit hall area, and we'll probably have some people talking about some things as well. So there you go. How about that? Does that sound like something that's a little bit different?
Yeah, I think that's fantastic as well with the meals. It seems like such a little thing, but otherwise you have these groups of people who already know each other dividing off and going to hunt for a restaurant in the area, and you don't get that mingling between the different groups. So I think that's great to have everyone together the whole time.
Fantastic. Good. Now, two other things that I can think of too. One is that my focus on the blog and on this podcast has for pretty much always since we started been creative teaching mixed with business strategies. So marketing and business systems and different ways of managing your studio and doing group teaching and things like that. So the business side and also the pedagogy side. And so this conference will be no exception to that. We will be mixing up the topics. So because it's just so important that for so many of us that we have some support with the business, because it's, you know, where else can you get that kind of information? So I'm really excited that some of our speakers will be talking about business, the business side of teaching. Many of our other ones will be talking about the creativity side of teaching and teaching in general. So yeah, that's one other thing. And I'll also mention that another thing that I have got frustrated with in the past at some conferences, not all of them, it's even worse actually outside music teaching. So you go to an online marketing conference, this is really bad. The speakers, they come in, they jump on stage, and then they're like, they're off. You never see them again. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, with particular speakers, they do disappear.
Yeah, it's like, come on, guys, I want to hang out with you. This is, and I, you know, whenever I'm invited to a conference, I'll always spend at least a day, quite often the whole conference, and I'll be there at lunchtime and chatting to people, because that's, you know, that's what I love doing. So I've made a commitment that all our speakers, none of them are going to be what we'd call over here in Australia, fly in, fly out. I don't know, it's a mining term. Is that a term that's used in other parts of the world?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Have you? Okay. So yeah, we're not doing fly in, fly out speakers. So a speaker, if they're speaking on any particular day, they're going to be there for the whole day. So you'll be able to chat with them at recess. I've got kids. Chat with them at morning tea, lunchtime, afternoon tea, and at the drinks if they're going to be around for the nighttime. And I think that is just so important because, again, you've had a great experience with a particular speaker on stage. They've inspired you. You want to go and have a chat to them, and there's never enough time at the end, and everyone's like clambering to speak to them, and then they've got to be pushed out because the next person's coming on stage. So that's one of the other changes that I'm really kind of pushing and passionate about.
Yeah, fantastic.
So they're kind of some of the main differences. And as I said at the start, I didn't want to give everything away, Nicola. But I thought we should probably just run through a few of the speakers without giving everything away. And the speaker list, again, this is a little bit different to other conferences. We haven't accepted any invites. Expressions of interest for speakers?
So applications.
Applications, thank you. We haven't accepted applications for speakers. These have all been handpicked because all the people who are speaking at this event are superstars. They know how to present. They know how to engage an audience. They're not going to be standing there reading from their thesis at the lectern. They're going to be out there. It's going to be practical. And Nicola, you, of course, are one of our key speakers. And I'd love to hear from you. What made you decide to get involved and make this huge trip? Because it's a big commitment.
So in passing, you've mentioned this idea of putting on an event over in Australia for pretty much as long as I've known you, for a few years anyway. And I've always had in the back of my head, okay, that's my excuse to actually make the trip over, because, you know, it is far, as you say, it's a pretty long journey. And I do know some people over there and stuff, but I need a specific reason to make that huge trip. So that's the first reason, is just this is a good excuse to actually visit, and I'm going to explore around. I'm bringing my husband over with me, hopefully, as well. So we'll get to see a bit of Australia. And secondly, because I know you're going to put on a great event, you know, as soon as I heard you were doing it, I was just like, oh, well, that's going to be good. So because I knew you wouldn't allow, not that you're actually going to check people's slides, but you're not going to allow people who have blue backgrounds with red text on them.
And a lot of text. So, and a lot of text. Yeah.
A lot of red text. Yeah. But like blinding, like I can't even look at that. And most of the population can't. So I just knew it would be a quality event and that it'd be worth making the journey over because I could get to travel around.
My Music Staff is the easiest and most efficient way to run your music teaching business. This complete business in a box solution has it all. I've even written a blog post on how I personally used My Music Staff to transition to automatic monthly payments. All my students now receive a monthly automatic invoice and their credit cards are charged instantly. It couldn't be easier. From a single teacher studio to multi-teacher schools, it has you covered. It will help you effortlessly manage your students, scheduling, billing, and more. It works on any device, so you're always well-informed and in control of your business, even on the go. My Music Staff will allow you to focus more on your clients instead of being consumed by overwhelming and time-consuming administrative tasks. My Music Staff can also be used as a tool to connect your students and parents outside of their weekly lesson. Not only does it allow students to notify you of any upcoming absences and even reschedule missed lessons, it's also a great way to keep your students engaged and learning outside of their time with you. You can leave lesson notes to guide their practice, assign new repertoire, and even upload content like video tutorials, audio, sheet music, and more. This immersive tool is a great addition to any studio looking to improve their business and set themselves apart from the competition. Use My Music Staff to add additional value to your lessons and help you stand out from the crowd. There's no better time to try it for yourself. Just go to mymusicstaff.com and sign up for their free 30-day trial. It's the perfect tool to navigate your studio through the busy back-to-school season.
I really do hope that others listening who are not in Australia might think the same, like you have. Yes, it can be a long way, 24 hours for you, really, 22 hours, I guess, travel.
23 to 25 is what I seem to, come up with.
For you guys in the United States, if you're on the West Coast, it's only 14 hours. That's not very far at all. Spare a thought for someone like Nicola coming from the UK and anyone else who's coming from the UK, but great to hear. And I'm really passionate about making this a very, very special event. So I think we are definitely connected on that one, Nicola. So what are you going to be talking about? Because we've thrown around a few ideas.
Yeah. So, well, I'm going to be talking about two different things. So the first one is this idea of inclusive piano teaching. So this is something I actually spoke about on the 150th episode that we did, the round table discussion that we did to celebrate. And was that the 100th or the 150th?
Right, 150, yeah.
Getting all mixed
up. They're all blurring into one.
So this idea of inclusive piano teaching, and by that I mean, yes, having tactics that mean that you're students with special needs and learning differences can learn effectively, but also being able to bring in students whose families do not have a history of music. So it's about including parents and making sure parents who don't have a background in music, a degree, will be able to help their child effectively at home. So it's all about differentiation strategies, I guess, and making sure that we branch music out, right? Because it's been so closed off in this little bubble of people whose parents happened to appreciate classical music probably and therefore sent them to lessons. At the very least were an appreciator, right? If not, they were an actual musician themselves. So it's about opening things up and making it more accessible to everyone.
I like that, the expanding that idea of inclusivity past just the students. We often hear of that term in regards to special needs students and teaching kids with autism and that sort of thing. I think it's great that you're actually expanding that. It's actually a much bigger issue than that. It's including the whole community of people that are involved with the child or adult who's learning, to get everyone involved. And I must say I've learned that in having my kids learn piano. I've been a really, really bad piano parent. And I'm so glad, Nicola, that I haven't got really annoyed with parents when they haven't made their kids practice. I've never been that teacher. I now know how hard it is. It is really difficult. And I'm a piano teacher. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, talking about some of those strategies of parental inclusion in particular. So yeah, that's great. What about your other topic?
So the other topic is, for now it's called It's All Fun and Games. So this will be about games, as you might have predicted, because I take fun very seriously in my studio. And it's not, for me, games aren't about a break at the end of lessons or in the middle when your student is getting wriggly. They can do that, but games can also be used to teach effectively, and they can replace endless theory workbook pages or reminders from you or mini quizzes where you're going, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? And they're going, I don't know, and trying to struggle with these Italian terms. Games can be used to teach that and so much more. So we'll be exploring the way we can plan and structure games in our studio and find the right types of games for the right situation, and getting to play some of them as well, so that we can have some fun ourselves.
Are we all going to be standing up and making fools of ourselves just for a few moments?
It'll probably be a bit embarrassing. Yeah.
All right. No, wait. Don't get put off by that. I know it's gonna.
No. It's Nicola, all in good fun, and it's about getting outside your comfort zone just a little bit, so that you can embrace the kiddishness in you, I guess.
Yeah, and that's important. And I remember I was an outdoor education teacher many years ago, and one of the best ways to learn about games that you can play with kids, it's in PE as well, like physical education classes, is to play them and just be a kid again. And it's so much fun, even though it's a little bit awkward at the start. So I really look forward to what you'll be bringing to the Piano Pivot Live. It's going to be great fun. So now, have you heard about some of the other speakers we've got coming? Yeah. Who are you excited about?
Oh my gosh, I'm excited about all of them. Do I have to pick?
pick a couple, and then I might mention a couple of other ones.
Pick a couple. I'm excited for Anita Collins.
Yes.
Because I really enjoyed her podcast, and I think she's got a really interesting perspective to bring. And I haven't ever seen her live or anything like that, so that'll be really fantastic.
Anita Collins, just for those who haven't heard, did a fantastic podcast about music in the brain. Sorry, she did a podcast, but that came about because I saw her TED talk about it, which has been incredibly popular internationally with millions of views. And she was then on a TV show here in Australia about primary school music education. So she's an absolute superstar. She lives in Canberra, not far from here. So I'm very excited to see her on stage too.
Yeah, I think that'll be fantastic. And if I had to pick one other, I would say Sam Coates, just because I know her presentations are always outstanding, so entertaining, as well as being informative and just fantastic. Every time I see her speak, I just come away going, oh my gosh.
It's amazing, isn't it? She's brilliant. I feel like a really bad presenter when Sam presents.
Yeah, it's good. That's what a really good presenter looks like. Yeah.
So I'm super excited that Sam will be. She's creating something brand new for us. It won't be something that anyone has seen before, and she's only dropped one hint to me so far. Do you want to know what the hint is?
Yeah.
The hint, you're hearing it first on the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. The hint is, it's something to do with YouTube. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. We will have more details a little bit later this year when we bring out the full schedule. So yeah, those two two of the top of my list, of course, yourself included. I also want to mention Carly McDonald. Now, you might have not seen Carly, and those outside Australia might not be so familiar with her. She she's amazing. She was on one of my first ever podcasts, maybe episode 5 or something. She runs a great music school over here in Adelaide, and she does work with Piano Adventures and also with Hal Leonard, and is just a phenomenally fun, engaging speaker as well. She's bubbly and full of life, and she will just get you so inspired and motivated. She's one of those just fantastic people that you will like. an hour will go and bang, it's like, where the hell did that time go? I was having so much fun. So very much looking forward to having Carly with us as well. And look, there are heaps more to mention. I will mention one other person who is traveling a long way to be with us and share his music, and that is the fantastic Justin Levitt. Now, I'm not sure how many of the listeners will know about Justin. I know Nicola's nodding, so she knows his music. I'm a huge fan of Justin's music. He's a young guy, works at Steinway, and on the side, he creates fantastic piano music, solo piano music. It's very rich and chordal and just wonderful harmonies and storytelling concepts in his music. I love it. I actually chose one of his pieces for the AMEB Piano for Leisure series when I created that a couple of years ago. So yeah, great to have Justin with us. He's flying in from the United States. And I'll mention just one other, although I don't want to sort of, you know, it's like sad that I can't mention everyone, but I want to keep a few secrets. One other that I will mention is a name that people might not instantly recognize, but they'll know his books, and that's Philip Johnson.
Mm.
Now, do you know Philip's books, Practice Revolution, for example? Yeah. Scales Bootcamp. What else?
And the Dynamic Music Studio is good as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, and he's almost better known outside of Australia than in Australia, but he's actually from Canberra, like Anita, and he's going to be joining us on stage. I don't know if you remember the podcast he did with us, Nicola, last year. It was really controversial. he threw out these fantastic statements, which really made you think. It made me think. And he talks a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
And he is just a bundle of great ideas and energy. So I really look forward to seeing Philip Johnston on stage as well. He's going to be great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think he, I mean, I don't know what energy source he has, but the rate at which he speaks and the amount of ideas he comes out with, it, you know, it's amazing.
Yep. And he's always creating some new book or resource or something too. Mm. And some of them, I really admire him because while we know a lot of the books that have done incredibly well, he's also done a number of things which by his own admission haven't been as popular, but he's worked through them and he's published them. Some of them are not always books, resources. So, you know, phenomenally talented guy. And I think the funniest thing, Nicola, is that he's mainly a martial arts teacher now. Like he doesn't actually teach all that much music. He has done before, but now he runs a huge martial arts school. So you can imagine, I have a feeling that may well play a part in his talk.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's a little bit of the lineup. And as I mentioned, we'll be releasing more information about the different speakers that will be coming to join us later in the year. And we'll be releasing a full schedule as well as tickets go on sale too. So let's just talk, we'll talk maybe just quickly through the schedule and then we might wrap things up with how people can access tickets. So the schedule, as I mentioned, the mornings will be more devoted to workshops and our keynote speakers. I'm also going to throw in some kind of panel chats. I might call them fireside chats. I like the idea of the whole fireside thing. Yeah. Where we can bring up maybe some members who have done some amazing things. Some of the people who have been on the podcast and shared great ideas about either about the pedagogy or the business side of their studio. And just sit down and have a bit of a chat with them and share ideas and have the chance for the audience to ask questions. So throwing some of those in to break up the more formal kind of workshops and presentations, I think will be good. We're going to mix up longer and shorter sessions too. So they're not all going to be 45 or an hour. We'll have some hours, we'll have some 30 minutes. We'll do some kind of nice quick changes and things like that. And I would love to, although I haven't worked out quite how I'm going to fit this in, but I really want to do some live teaching as well. Cause that was really popular when I did it at MTAC last year. And I've got some guinea pigs. I'm in my hometown, so I can bring in some of my students and just demonstrate some of the things that I do. So I thought that might be fun as well. And I know teachers really like watching other teachers teach, don't they?
Yeah. That was one of my favorite parts of NCKP the last time was the live teaching demonstrations. It makes such a difference to actually see, you know, they can talk through it and you can imagine what they mean, but it's such a different thing to see a real student
Yep. And hear the wacky things they say and when things work, what the teacher does. I think it's great. So expect some teaching demonstrations as well. Some case studies. I love unpacking a good case study. And then, as we said, in the afternoon, that's when we're going to mix up. We'll still have a couple of sessions, but we'll do more of the masterminding and the implementations. We'll throw in at least 2 30-minute blocks of that each afternoon, depending on how things go. So it's really, as we said before, about not just networking, but connecting with other people who are looking to do similar things to you and connecting with those speakers and experts who we've got in the room. Let's make use of them. Let's get everyone together and chat. Solve problems and make the world a better place. So do you want to know where to get tickets, Nicola?
Yes. Tell them. Let's go.
All right. Really easy, guys. PianoPivotLive.com. That's where you need to go and grab your tickets. Now, we've only got 150 spaces at this conference, and there has already been 30 tickets sold. And these were to my members. Right at the very start, before I actually hit go on this project, we pre-sold to our members a very special offer, and we managed to sell 30 tickets straight away to those guys. So thank you. If you're one of those first 30, you're the reason we're doing this. You're the reason I'm going to lose my hair and my voice. But thank you very much, because your commitment to this has really made this whole thing possible. But that means that there's only 120 tickets left. And I have a feeling that the interest that we had on those first tickets, quite a few people missed out. There was at least 20 people that missed out on those first release. So I think these tickets will be snapped up pretty quickly. So do head over to pianopivotlive.com. If you're outside Melbourne or outside Australia, then jump on your Skyscanner or Kayak or whatever website you use to look for flights and start finding out how you can get over here. So it's in Melbourne at Ridges Hotel, and there's accommodation on site in the hotel. And of course, as we mentioned before, full catering provided during the conference. My voice is really going. Excuse me.
Already.
Oh my goodness. I better get that back before we actually go. Yes. So as I mentioned, Australian Open time, if you're a tennis fan, that is literally around the corner from where the event is being held. Of course, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, it's freezing time, isn't it, Nicola?
Yeah, exactly. If you're like me, you can escape.
Yes.
Escape January.
Get out of there. Get away from the snow and blizzards. Come down to Melbourne. Get warm. Get a tan. And then go back and show off how fabulous after spending a week in Melbourne. We literally have, I am talking out my own city, but it is amazing. The food culture here is second to none. The coffee is amazing if you're a coffee drinker. And as I mentioned before too, the arts, the whole art, we have a really big arts precinct. There's museums, there's live music, there's all sorts of great stuff going on. So, oh, and our beaches, oh my goodness, amazing beaches. So yeah, what I would recommend is make it a launching place like Nicola's going to do. Use Melbourne as your base and then head perhaps north. You could go up to the Great Barrier Reef or Brisbane or Cairns. Beautiful palm trees, you know, sip your cocktails on the beach up there. Or you could go over to Perth on our west coast and see the sunset over the beach on that side of the country. Or you could even go right into the middle if you're crazy, because it's going to be like mid-40s, and go and see Uluru, our big rock in the middle of the country. What have I missed? Oh, what about the Opera House, Nicola.
Yeah,
you'll have Sydney. To go to the Opera House
in Sydney.
Yeah, which is only an hour away by plane. So,
yeah,
lots to do. PianoPivotLive.com. When those tickets are gone, I'm afraid that's it, guys. There won't be any other tickets available. So do get in while you can. PianoPivotLive.com. And on that, that's our conference website. So you'll be able to keep up with details there about speakers as they're released, the schedule as it's released, and those sorts of things too. So have I forgotten anything, Nicola? Have you got any other questions that teachers might have that I haven't answered?
Any other questions that teachers might have? No, I don't think so. I think they should just buy a ticket and come.
Yeah,
especially if, like me, you haven't visited Australia and it's always been on your list. It's one of those places that you leave on that list and you go somewhere else instead, because it's always that little bit far.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just a slightly awkward one, but it's a great excuse to finally check that off and actually see the country. So,
yeah. And of course, you can ride a kangaroo. You can. You can't ride kangaroos.
Just down the street. Isn't that how it works?
No, that's right. you can see kangaroos. In fact, for my Inner Circle members who are coming to the conference, there is currently a plan on the Wednesday before. So the conference is on a Thursday and a Friday. On the Wednesday before, just for my Inner Circle members who are coming, to actually get out of town and go to a wildlife sanctuary called Healesville, where you can actually pat the koalas and see platypuses and emus and kangaroos and wallabies. And they're so cute with the little babies in their pouches and everything. And we'll probably go and have a nice winery lunch somewhere. It's going to be such a nice, nice opportunity. So if you're not already a member, there's a great reason to join before you come over too. Fantastic. Well, I really hope people take up your advice, Nicola, and come and join us for the Piano Pivot Live 2020, January 23 and 24, next year here in Melbourne, Australia. It's going to be super fun. You get to hang out with not just me and Nicola, but all of our speakers, and members and the whole crew that listens to this podcast who are going to be coming down. So I really can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. So thank you, Nicola, so much for joining me today. That was great fun.
Yes. Thanks for having me, and I'm excited for the event.
Great. We'll see you there. Thanks everyone for listening and tuning in. We'll see you next week for the next episode.
Well, are you ready to join us? Are you going to book your ticket to come to Melbourne? I really hope so. This is going to be a one-of-a-kind event, as you've just heard. And I can't wait to meet you and welcome you to my city here of Melbourne. If you're an Inner Circle member, we have some extra events for you guys. You will be looked after very, very well. And there'll be plenty of other opportunities if you're not a member to get involved in activities around in and around Melbourne. So if you're ready to jump in, or you just want to find out more about who's speaking and how it's all going to work, head to pianopivotlive.com. Next week on the podcast, we're going to meet the creator of one of my favorite apps, and the app is Music Clock. And I've got its Swedish developer, founder, and creator on the podcast to unpack exactly how he came about creating this app and all his aspirations for the future. This guy's only in his 20s, but man, has he achieved a hell of a lot. I can't wait to introduce you to him next episode. Until then, I'm Tim Topham, and this is the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Now, just before you go, if you enjoyed today's show, I'd love for you to check out my Inner Circle Piano Teaching Community. It's the go-to resource for piano teachers looking to continue their professional development, connect with other teachers and experts from around the world, and to access hundreds of world-class training resources, including our academy courses, lesson plans, teaching videos, technology help, and much more. Whether you're just starting out or have been working hard to build your studio for a while, the Inner Circle community will give you the skills, support, and confidence you need to grow the studio of your dreams, whether that's about teaching a small number of students one-on-one in your home or hiring a commercial space, employing other teachers, and building an entire music teaching empire. With courses on both the teaching and business side of running your studio, live coaching, and our thriving community forums, you can get quick answers to questions, set yourself challenges, get feedback on your ideas, and feel confident teaching in new and exciting ways. For more information on how to join us inside the Inner Circle today, head over to timtopham.com/community, and we'll see you on the inside.
We'll conclude this evening's entertainment.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. We'd love to help take your teaching to the next level as a member of our supportive community. Use the coupon Piano Podcast for $100 off an annual membership of Tim's Inner Circle today. To find out more, head to timtopham.com/community.